Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today, our words of inspiration will be provided by Brother Bryant Tansel. We ask you all to please stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle. Good morning, all of our Grace View, our Grace Nurture family, everyone listening out there, no matter where you are. This is our season. You know, every season is our season. But certainly the weather's changing, the leaves are falling, and God is making this old earth that we're in keep on spinning and turning. So if you don't like the color of the season, just wait. It'll change very, very soon. So we're looking forward to a great fall season, a great winter, and we thank you for listening to Grace Nurture to our program and just making it such a vibrant program and a successful program running for all of these years. So good morning to you and your family. Good morning, Sister Danielle, to you and your family. Thank you again for everything you do for us. Our topic today is moving from false witness to God's witness. Now, the term false witness we've heard before. When we think about being in harmony with God, when we think about our fellow humans and think about one of the Ten Commandments, the Bible says, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. We learned that back in Exodus 20:16, but it talks about truthfulness and honesty in our relationships. And someone that bears false witness does a lot of harm to individuals, families, communities, even nations, if you look here upon the earth. But it's essential to know what a false witness is and just learn from some examples that happen. And, you know, every time our ministers talk about a message, we look inside ourselves and make sure that, hey, am I doing what God wants me to do? Am I measuring up? So we have to look at ourselves and examine ourselves constantly. And I do that. And I think if we're being serious Christians, we will always check the temperature of our spiritual relationship. So let's look at a few instances of bearing false witness in the Bible. The first one was Potiphar's wife, and she accuses Joseph back in Genesis 39:7-20. We find the story of Joseph, and he was sold into slavery by his jealous brothers, despite all the difficult circumstances he faced. And Joseph remained faithful to God, if you remember, and eventually he became a trusted servant of Potiphar, king, a high-ranking Egyptian official. So Potiphar's wife had noticed Joseph and tried to seduce him. So he refused her advances, and she had falsely accused him of lying with her. And so he left his garment behind. And it says, so she caught him by his garment, saying, lie with me. But he left his garment in her hand and fled and ran outside. And so it was. So when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and fled outside, or left his garment behind, then she called to the men of the house and spoke to them, saying, see, he has brought into us a Hebrew to mock us, to talk about us. So basically what she said, he came in to lie with me, and I cried out with a loud voice. So she was bearing false witness against Joseph. That's in Genesis 39:12-14. So as a result of this, Joseph was put in prison, as you know. But God was with him, and eventually he was used for something good because he remained faithful. The second false witness we'll look at is Naboth and the story of Naboth's vineyard. This tells us the destructive power of how false witness can actually take someone down. King Ahab wanted to acquire Naboth's vineyard, but Naboth didn't want to sell it. You know, it was in his ancestry. So Ahab's wife Jezebel, Queen Jezebel, devised a wicked plan to obtain the vineyard, and she falsely accused Naboth of blasphemy. Says, so she wrote letters in Ahab's name, sealed them with his seal, and sent the letters to the elders and nobles who were dwelling in the city with Naboth. So in these letters, she wrote, proclaim a fast and seek Naboth with high honor among the people, and seek two men, scoundrels, before him to bear witness against him. And basically said, you blaspheme against the king and God. So take him out, stone him that they may die. That's over in 1 Kings 21, 8 through 10. So Naboth was executed as a result, and Ahab took possession of the vineyard. But false witnesses can really, really change the direction of your day if you let them. And sometimes the reason they're a false witness, they're not even in touch with it. It's subconscious. Sometimes it's the people that they like to run around with and hang out with. All of it comes from within, because we can make choices about people. Sometimes we don't realize we might be a false witness. We're just running with the crowd. It's not always good to run with the crowd. You should be running alone sometimes and evaluating whether you're making the best decision that God wants you to make throughout your day, and the way you talk to people, the way you look at people. You know, we have to always constantly carry ourselves in a different posture being Christians. And when Peter talks about persecution in the Bible, you know, it takes a really, really, really strong person to build up those muscles to where you can withstand a lot of the, let's say, the false witness and the attacks that man's going to throw at you over time. So that's why keeping your faith strong, your spirit strong, being well-read in the Bible, because the devil sometimes knows the Bible better than we do, as we learn in the Bible, right? So you have to always, always be thinking a few steps ahead of the devil. And if the devil knows the Bible better than we do, then we need to get two Bibles. So just put them in the middle and use them as bookends and squeeze that old devil out of your life. So watch out for false witness today. Don't be one of those. God is always going to help deliver you from a situation if you stay faithful to him and you remain prayerful and you remain walking in the spirit instead of the flesh. And we know how to do this as Christians. So let's be about the mission to be, and let's be on mission. And with that, I thank you for listening, and we will turn to a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day that we're embarking on before the sun rises. And we know that you've already done the work. You know what the day is going to look like before we experience it, before we interact with other people. And maybe we already have if we were up early. But Lord, help us build our Christian minds to be stronger. Help us continue to grow as Christians and to not just stop where we are mentally, physically, spiritually, push ourselves, continue to move forward, move on, get through things, get around and over things, to be in a positive mindset and not let the negativism of other people on the day take us out. And negative people need to check themselves too. And Lord, we're asking you to help our Christians deal with those people and to be stronger mentally and to carry you with them in everything they do. Help our ministries continue to grow. Thank you for our ministers on the call. We're praying for traveling grace. I know at our church we had a couple families experiencing death, so please be with each family and grant them the traveling grace and the comfort of just being with relatives they haven't seen in a while. But Lord, we know we do have to let go of people here on the earth, which sometimes is the most difficult thing. But help these families get to the other side, and pray for the things we don't know about. If our people are struggling out there, Lord, just help them with the needs that they have, and we know you will. Everyone have an awesome weekend, and we thank God today. We thank our Heavenly Father. We thank our Lord Jesus Christ for everything that they do for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.